The savings come from 82 different government programs that Mark Newman suggests be cut or eliminated. No more ethanol subsidies and reduced use of government limousines.
Seems to me limousines are for weddings and for proms, and what's happened in the federal government is they're using limousines to take federal employees around.
The deficit reduction, or super committee as it's called, needs to cut $1.5 trillion from government spending. If the committee fails, automatic domestic and defense cuts kick in. Newman opposes that, along with higher taxes, and challenges Democratic candidate Tammy Baldwin to offer her own deficit reduction plan. He doesn't demand the same of his Republican primary opponents.
They've got to do what they're going to do, and I'm sure we'll have a debate of issues as this primary goes forward, but the bottom line for me is we're going to lay out a plan to balance the federal budget.
Newman would ask federal employees to contribute to their pensions and cut the budgets for senators and members of Congress. Newman is running for the U.S. Senate seat, being vacated by Democrat Herb Kohl. The other Republican candidates are Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald, former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson, and possibly State Senator Frank Lissay. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.